Now, today, I'm excited. I'm excited because I get a blast from the past, Truth Nation. Y'all know it's college month here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is where we get an opportunity to talk about the different scholarships available for your scholars out there. And today, I am excited to be joined by Zach Goodwin, Vice President of Student Financial Aid, and Phil Jones, Admissions Counselor, both from Marquette University. Gentlemen, thank y'all so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, Phil. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to get right into it because as everybody knows here in Truth Nation, shout out to Rhea Riley, too, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
As everybody knows here in Truth Nation, y'all know I love talking about how I used to work in higher education. I love talking about Marquette University. And so now today I get the best of both worlds as I get folks who work at Marquette to talk about all the great things that they have. And I'll start with you, Phil, because you're a former student of Marquette. What makes Marquette so special that you went from a student now to an employee?
Great question. So before we get started, I just want to take a second to thank Kyle.
Oh, wow.
He actually read my application to get into Marquette, and without him, I wouldn't be here today. So thank you, Kyle, for the good work you put in during your time at Marquette.
Mark that. Rhea, mark that. We need that as a promo. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
But to answer your question, what makes Marquette so special? I'd say it's just the community that we have at Marquette. It truly like kind of sets us apart from the other institutions where I looked at a lot of other schools when I went through this process however many years ago. And Marquette was special because of the people that we have here. So and then now I chose to work here. And it's the same sense of community I have in our office in admissions where I can ask anybody for anything that I need or help with anything. And then we all genuinely love our job and want to take care and help these students as much as possible. So that sense of community that we have throughout our university with us being a Catholic Jesuit university and having these values is what kind of sets us apart for sure.
And that's what I love about this, because for me, it's so special to see somebody. And again, by the time Phil came in, I had already come to 101.7 The Truth. But when you read an application, you try to figure out, you know, can this student be successful here? But more importantly, contribute to the campus. And based on what you just talked about, it showed that you made an impact on the campus, but also now you're giving back to other students who can follow in your footsteps. So I absolutely love that, Phil. But thinking about following footsteps, how do students find information about applying to Marquette in the majors, the many majors that you all offer?
Yeah, the best way to kind of find out information about Marquette, majors, everything like that, is one, visit campus. Visiting campus is a great way to get a feel for that, because within that visit, you get an admissions presentation with all the general information about Marquette, and you get that full campus tour to get to see the amazing spaces that we have. In addition to that, you can also meet with an admissions counselor to ask them those specific questions about programs, things like that you're looking for, and that can help you out a lot. But if you don't got the time to come to campus, that's perfectly fine. Our website pretty much has everything we have to offer. You can email your admissions counselor specifically, and they can give you that specific information as well. So there are tons of resources and avenues to kind of find what you're looking for. But my favorite and the one I feel like is the best is coming to visit campus for sure.
Yeah, a campus visit will just make you stunned. Being born and raised in Milwaukee myself, you know, I always drove past campus. But once you take that tour, you're like, oh, wow, this truly feels at home. And you know why so many students love their Marquette University. Now, Phil, before we transition over to Zach, I do want to know early action deadline. Now, I don't believe we had early action deadline when I was working there. And so this was something a little different for me. So can you tell anybody who's listening who has applied to Marquette or looking to apply to Marquette, what is this early action deadline?
Absolutely. Our early action deadline, we have two separate deadlines, early action and regular decision. The main difference between the two deadlines is when you hear back by. So if you apply by November 15th, that's our early action deadline. You hear back around Christmas time, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Getting an admissions decision a little earlier is non-binding. So applying early action doesn't mean that you're committing to Marquette. It just allows you to kind of get that decision a little bit earlier.
That is fantastic. So everybody who's listening, you still have an opportunity for the early action deadline at Marquette University. The deadline is November 15th, and you might be able to get a Christmas gift knowing that you have been admitted to Marquette. And again, we are speaking with representatives from Marquette University. That was Phil Jones, who is an admissions counselor at Marquette. So if you apply, you may get an opportunity to meet Phil. But now I want to flip over to Zach Goodwin, who's the Vice President for Student Financial Aid at Marquette. Now, Zach, Marquette offers so many incredible scholarships, starting with the Peer Marquette Award that students get when they apply and get admitted. Can you discuss the broad range of scholarships offered?
Happily to. But first, we're actually going to answer this question together, Phil and I.
Oh, fantastic.
This is because at Marquette, we kind of offer financial aid in layers. So we do some at the time of admission and then some after the fact. So I'll let Phil talk about what we do at the time of admission first.
Let's hear it.
Absolutely. So once you guys get into Marquette, the first thing you receive is our biggest wave of financial support called our Pierre Marquette Award. It's a merit-based scholarship that we give to our students to kind of award them for the hard work that they put in during high school. In addition to that, you'll also be considered for additional Marquette scholarships. There's nothing extra you need to do to apply for those. We just re-review those same materials that you apply with to consider you for those. So, and then we have more specific programs that you can apply for, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But that's kind of our first wave of financial support with those scholarships.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And then on top of that, for students who have completed the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid, we also will continue to look for need-based options for our students that will layer on top of Pierre Marquette or other scholarships that Phil was talking about. And then for students who need additional help on top of those, because that happens, of course, for those families who approach us, we will continue to look literally every month for the student's entire career, if that's what they need, for any additional options that might become available for them.
That is incredible to hear. Again, we're talking with representatives from Marquette University as we celebrate College Month here at 101.7 The Truth. Now, as a former employee of Marquette, it made a everlasting impact on me, right? I miss working there every single day. I tell people that all the time. I miss working at Marquette. In what ways does Marquette's call to be the difference show up in your work experience?
We have a great team. I would say, because I'm pretty new to Marquette, I've only been there about a year so far, and I've worked at a lot of higher education institutions prior to coming there, and I'm not criticizing them, wouldn't do that on the air, but we really like to walk the walk and talk the talk. We really don't go into financial aid unless we're committed to service and really wanting to help families, and that just pervades everything we do every day. Our team is always trying to find new and better ways to make the financial experience for students easier, better, finding new options for them, anything we can do to serve. And that's really all that we do.
How about for you, Phil?
For me personally, I've been here and I was able to see it from kind of two different lenses. But we beat a difference in our workplace by like just doing our best and putting our best foot forward to help the students out any way, shape, or form that we can. So whether that's going an extra mile, finding them information that they need, connect them to the right person on campus, we truly do everything that we can to help the students throughout this experience. And then inside the office, I alluded to it earlier a little bit, but in our office, our community that we have is absolutely phenomenal, where if I want to go over to financial aid and ask questions, Zach and his team over there are really, really great and they help out a lot. But within our office, I don't know everything, and I typically know who to ask of the questions when I don't know things. So being able to go find the information and get the help that I need throughout our office is absolutely phenomenal. And that's kind of how we push forward and be the difference at Marquette in our office, for sure.
I love to hear about that collaboration and talking about the difference that you all can make. You kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. Can you talk a little bit about some of the scholarship opportunities students can apply for at Marquette University once they are admitted?
Yeah, so once you're admitted, we have a couple different opportunities for students to apply for. A couple ones I like to mention is first our Burke Scholars program, which is a full ride scholarship. So it covers tuition, room and board, everything like that.
And room and board.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
And it covers that for 10 Wisconsin students every single year. So this program is an amazing opportunity for students to kind of cover the full cost of attendance at Marquette. In addition to that, we have programs like Urban Scholars is specifically for Milwaukee students. This program is geared up for first generation income eligible students from the city of Milwaukee. It's a full tuition award. And then we have a program called EOP, Educational Opportunity Program, which is geared to that same like population of students. And they are a academic support program. And they do a good job of kind of getting those students through college with student support services, where they have a 6-week college program that students participate in before they get to Marquette, and then academic support as well as financial support during their time at Marquette as well. So those are three programs that are really, really helpful and I feel like are great opportunities for students from the city of Milwaukee.
And speaking of the Urban Scholars and EOP, the one thing I remember when I was on campus was the community that they had, right? The opportunity to go to school and have somebody that can be there that can help you every step along the way, because it's not about just going to college, it's about going to college and getting through college. So I love Marquette has a big emphasis on that, on creating a community. Now, college can be a challenge, and what does Marquette offer students to ensure their success? So, I want to hear some of the ways that you all can ensure success for students once they're on campus.
For is there's a lot of different ways we kind of ensure the success of our students. I will note, I was an Urban Scholar during my time at Marquette, so that community kind of helped me get through my time there.
Awesome.
And they have such a phenomenal community that they continue to help students out. But we have a number of resources. The first I want to talk about is our Lamona Center for Student Success. Within the Lamona Center is everything student success, whether that's academically or career-oriented things. So our career center is in there, tutoring, academic coaching. They do professional headshots in there, you name it, anything, once again, to gear up to student success. All takes place in one building that we just opened up last year in August. So relatively new space, and it's been absolutely very, very successful in this first year being open among students. So that's our best way, the first way. And then within that, that tutoring is such a great opportunity. It's something I took advantage of during my time at Marquette, where I took an accounting class that wasn't necessarily fun, but tutoring allowed me to kind of get through that. Without the tutoring, I don't know if I would have managed that, especially as a first year student adjusting to the curriculum of college. So tutoring, they offer tutoring for most of those first year, second year classes that you'll take. And that kind of helps you adjust in the tutoring. It'll be people also in that class to kind of help you figure that out. And if you don't know, if you have a question, they ask the question that you didn't know you had. So that's great. Taking advantage of office hours, our staff and faculty, professors, they really want you to take advantage of that. And that's a good way to get that additional help in the classes that you're struggling with. And then lastly, in every single class, find some friends, because studying in groups, whether that's after class in a library or something like that, that's a good way to get that additional funding, where after accounting class, then we go to group tutoring together. Then mm-hmm. after tutoring, we tackle those homework problems together as well. So that's a great opportunity to also get that help. So that's pretty much what we're looking like for the academic support and helping students adjust.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Again, we're talking with representatives here from Marquette University. And earlier, what I love is this. We debunked the myth about private schools and how much they cost, because here at Marquette University, you have the financial aid office that is constantly looking to make sure they can bridge that gap. But then you get the Peer Marquette Award when you are admitted to Marquette University, and have many other scholarships you can apply for at Marquette to make it extremely affordable. But can someone, whether it's Phil or Zach, can you talk about the value students get by attending a top university, a top 100 university in the United States like Marquette University?
Yeah, and I think we can talk about value a couple different ways. I'll talk a little bit about the financial value, and then I'll pass it back to Phil to talk about some other kinds of value from your education. Financially speaking, we're fortunate in a number of different ways. People love to talk about student debt. This is a really hot issue right now. Marquette students are graduating with below average student debt.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, no, this is really good. And actually only about 40% of our undergraduates borrow at all.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, very happy that that's the news I get to relay to you today. Based on some federal data, we've actually just recently learned, and I love this news, that in terms of investment, what are people are spending to come to Marquette, they're actually recouping the amount that they're spending in terms of extra earnings in under 3 years after graduation.
That's a big thing right there. Understanding that college is an investment wherever you go. Mm-hmm. And knowing that that investment is going to pay off in the end. You're talking about within 3 years paying off. That is great information to share for people to understand.
Paying four back in three.
Yeah, I love to hear that. And lastly, I do want to know, and I'll ask you this one, Phil, is that, you know, Marquette is a place that truly has a mission of enrolling and graduating students, and specifically local students. Can you just talk about why you believe Marquette is so focused on making sure that they build up a network and community of students here locally and beyond?
Marquette and Milwaukee kind of go hand in hand, where Marquette, we're a mid-sized university, and Milwaukee is a medium-sized city. So at Marquette, we love to give back to Milwaukee in any way, shape, or form that we can. So whether that's community service on campus or within the city, or the scholarship opportunities that we have for our students, we're really, really committed to the city of Milwaukee and helping students adjust. Speaking from personal experience, I'm from the city of Milwaukee. I've been here all my life, born and raised, and I transitioned into Marquette, and I truly felt like this is such a welcome community, especially from me being from the city of Milwaukee, where they have so many different programs, some of the ones that I mentioned earlier, to kind of help students from Milwaukee get adjusted and acclimated to college and have the resources necessary to be successful. So because of these resources and because of the programs we have on campus, I feel like that commitment to students from the city of Milwaukee is very, very evident.
That is phenomenal. And for lastly here, if so, a student is looking to apply to Marquette and also looking to find a scholarship, where can they go to apply?
There are a couple different ways. We are in a common app for students to apply, or the Marquette app on our website. Whatever one is more convenient for you, it's 100% free to apply to Marquette. So once you apply, those additional scholarships will be available for you to apply for once you get accepted within your student status page. So it's really easy to apply. All you would need to apply is the application itself, an official high school transcript, a personal essay, and activities list. That's it. We're 100% test optional. If you guys want to submit those ACT scores, y'all can, but you still are eligible for the full merit scholarship and those additional scholarships without submitting those test scores. So it's really easy to apply. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to our office. We'll be happy to help.
And don't forget your FAFSA.
And don't forget your FAFSA. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much to Zach Goodwin, Vice President for Student Financial Aid at Marquette, and Phil Jones, Admissions Counselor at Marquette University. Thank y'all so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for taking this time.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Truth Nation, we'll continue the conversation talking about education on the other side. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.